Blog Talk Radio.
Dyson's latest vacuum is the only one to use a laser. It's precisely angled to reveal invisible dust. The slim, fluffy clean head's anti-static carbon fiber filaments pick up those microscopic particles. Suction is increased when needed, thanks to this special sensor, which counts each size and gives you scientific proof. It also comes with Dyson's pioneering technology, a high-torque cleaner head that automatically adjusts across different floors and dust amounts. 14 redesigned cyclones to maintain no loss of suction. The power of this hyperdimium motor and 5-stage filtration capturing 99.99% of dust. For the most powerful deep clean all around your home. Buy direct from the people who made it. Free delivery from Dyson.
Superman, and I can do anything. You don't really love that guy that you made me with, girl. I'm Superman. I don't need your substance because I can see through you.
Yes, it's your Superman. You know what time it is, right? It's the Honeybee Files right here on these ONE stations. And, of course, join in after our testaments at 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. I get a chance to interview some outstanding performers in the art of spoken word. And tonight, I have a wonderful, wonderful guest for all of you. Her name is Lois Shaw, internationally known and locally accepted. How are you doing, Ms. Shaw?
I'm just great. I'm a little excited. So when excitement steps in, there's a bit of nervousness. But
that's okay. You're home. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, let's go into who you are, but we're going to get this thing rolling like popcorn, okay? Tell the people about, you know, your gift in the spoken word, and then, of course, after that, we'll play our first track. Tonight we honor the popular music legends, the Gibb Brothers. You know them as the Bee Gees. But go ahead and share tonight what you're all about, Miss Lois, before we go into our first track.
Okay. It's an awful lot because I was asked to write a rationale about myself. And as I began to compile it, I realized all of the things that I do. But let me just try to step into it nicely. I'm an author. I'm a poet. I am also a pre-K teacher. And my gifts in the writing began in my seventh grade class when I began to read certain books, some of them mythology, some literature that was required, and I became interested in writing. And I stopped for a while. I'm not going to say that I've been writing since the seventh grade, but I stopped for a while. And then I came back to the fold and I began to write again. And because of the poetry that I compose, someone, Jaguar, I'm not going to ask, forgive me for saying someone, Jaguar, gave me the name Lady of Love, and it stuck for the last 10, 11 years, something like that. And I'm humble in it. My gift has made way for me, and I'm humble in it. And I walk therein steadfastly in this particular gift. I even share this gift with my pre-K students. Can you imagine this 4- and 5-year-old children that I can speak to from my poetic soul, and they hear me, and their response to me, it sometimes it makes me laugh, because
wow.
I'd be harsh sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I bet you're supposed to be. I mean, like I said, man, you know, some people don't have Big Mama. You know, we talked about that today, me and a good friend of mine. We talked about kids don't even know about having that Sunday dinner with their grandmother. But, you know, before we go into that, we want to definitely hear your poetry. We're going to go into the first track. And after that track, here we go. There's 6 testaments. There will be no calls during this. We're going to respect the artist tonight, Miss Lois Shaw. And right after our track, I will come back in with the introduction to bring her on with this outstanding poet night. Bee Gees, take us, baby.
We'll be right back.
And now, our first testament of the night by Miss Lois Shaw. The mic is yours. All right, Ms. Lois Shaw, the mic is yours.
Entitled Beloved. This piece is entitled Beloved. She came onto his shores in the summer of his October, bringing with her an excitement that delighted his artistic charm. He was taken by her mysterious manner, but knew it to be the substance that made her so sexy to him in so many ways. He saw her as reconnected to his spiritual man realm, adorning her with prose uttered from his floral arrangement, perfumed in his spectacular verbal accentuation of his expressed love for her. Light from her soul reflected in his mirrored gaze as light opened the path of darkness, claiming the dark for her own lighted space. She lingers in his soul, not in a rush, but softly penetrating the layers, bringing sweet nectar of her pure heart to cushion every thrusting blow from life. Her quiet spirit caused apprehension in small millimeters on his intellectually conscious sphere. Remedy summoned his trust, reminding him of their committed commune that was birthed in sacredness upon a much different geometry and more complex than common mathematics. She laid there before him, as did he, without natural voice, for the mental surrender of his consonants as they spoke to her personally. She saw him eons ago, nestled and calm in her infrared solution. His scent married her soul. She tasted him as drifts of breeze bears his uncorporation. She holds him ever so closely. I watched you look into my eyes as if what you saw in my soul would vanish. Concentration on what you know has parted your silent lips, approaching her from your cosmic arch. Smiles erupt in my skyline from my thoughts of you, for our carnal baptism is lofty. Our instruments of application are flesh that transcends time and commands space expand her area for we. We have lived multiple orbits to find the charters of our loving unison, not formed by the chapters and dictates of contamination. Alas, my dear love, we linger deep in posture of eternal love. From it, we came forth. And that ends that piece.
Thank you.
And now, the second testament from Miss Lois Shaw. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is entitled Access Denied. Why have you come back? Have I slipped into your waiting abyss to await being processed through your waiting chamber of horrors created to enslave love? Has the mind torture began again? God forbid. I saw your call. I answered. Thank God, as you fashioned your web of deceitful words, he was in control of what would take place here. A continuum of lies and deceit from you was ready to attach to me. I could sense you making ready to commit a heinous crime against my heart and mind, like you've done mercilessly numerous times before. My usual anxiousness was flatlined today. I would stand my ground. I was armed and ready for you. Don't strike until he has committed himself, my spirit spoke. You were so busy planning to take over my thoughts and load my ears with half-truths and straight lies, you missed my tender hello. Only noise like papers moving around could be heard as a disturbing sound ringing in my ear, so I hung up. I slipped from your grasp to this time. In fact, I was much easier to secure. I slipped from your grasp. Your grasp. I slipped out of your well-set trap again. You're very predictable. It's clear in my vision now that my mind is free from your lobe strokes. I must give you credit for trying. What had worked for you in the past? You didn't get the memo, I guess. Body has moved brain to a safer location. Lobe strokes non-accessible to this protected brain from you. So you continued your path of try. You text. I saw your hidden trap. I showered and went out. This time, I flatly ignored you. You sent one of your best text lures again. No catch. Then you tried your sympathy touch. Damn, did I respond to those two? Maybe so, I'm cool like that. No catch. I had my react to woes turned on off. Because I am vulnerable to a sad story from you. Then as your overconfident and wicked mind threw an ugly curve because you just knew from past this will get her. Huh? Not this time, nor ever again. I escaped your abyss. My feet hit Wake Up Call Boulevard, and I turned onto Safe Avenue, where I permanently live. My body moved my brain to a protected community, and you have been denied access. That ends that piece.
And now the third testament from Miss Lois Shaw. The mic is yours.
Thank you so much. This next piece appears in my book, Walking in the Spirit. And the title, Speak to My Mind. Speaking to reasoning, customary for elevating thoughts, having new wings of wisdom, boarding consciousness, where permanence will become her abode. These thoughts formed rainbows of promise, escorted lilies to a blooming stance, brought distance closer, eliminating the stress of guarded time, touching whispers from the winds of intelligentsia, sighs she opened wide, her receptors to inhale and extract a full as he prepared to see the north side of her mental structure. What would follow would be for wide distribution to dry and distant appearing gray. He taught and provided material. I ate hungrily. The number 7 appeared and witnessed to me, followed by the number 6. 7 stands sacredly, for it is God's perfect number, Kundalini awakening. Not to ever equate myself with God and his infinite wisdom, only understanding creative energy was created in my DNA from sacred geometry, for seeding information into fertile, open soil. Number 6 organized my thought of man. With the appearance of these two numbers, now leads me to view my, his, and our pages of reference available. Going beyond the general surface, excavating hard truth, bringing it forth in palatable strength for accepting. Praying they who hear only a rustle will reach for his protruding branch, inserting the head deep into their mental barren wounds, waking sickened walls as he sprays informational seed, producing knowledge, birthing wisdom. Man, created in the image of God. Man, created in the image of God. Spirit instructed my mind to open her chambers, integrating informational exposure with her known tenets of foundational wisdom, blending in new gifts of light. 7 drips through the curtain of revelations, leaving a readable stain, all identified with the number 7. The 7 chakras stood plain of view, representing our ability to be fully connected spiritually with wisdom, insight, counsel, power, knowledge, piety, and fear of God. Latter meaning holding God in reverence. All lifting awareness now to a meaningful understanding of God's numbers in his sacred geometry, defined, unfolding universal truths of the existence of man and our universal relationship. My thoughts read, study again, for this stays in my mind and on permanent seat. The number 6, man's number six symbolizes man and human weakness healed through Kundalini awakening, a third eye opening, healing truths, listening to intuition, for it is the spirit's authentic human guide, instructing to avoid the pits natural eyes possess, limited depth, appreciating vivid imagination that opens doors of creative energy, becoming more intense in critical thinking, forming and executing wholesome positive decisions through the blueprints of wisdom. As balance is now able to occur and unity forms, cohesive life experiences, breathing in love and exhaling the same as it lives in the coded formation of we. He speaks to my mind, and I let him. And that ends that piece.
And now, the fourth testament from Miss Lois Shaw. The mic is yours.
Thank you so much. This piece is entitled My Solomon. And it also appears in my book, Walking in the Spirit. I heard your voice, bring my soul to you. Seated on your throne, she sat in submission to his truth. It may seem impossible to those who dwell not in the spirit. Heard your confident laughter, reminding of your fierce statement that confident that requested agreement from me. I obliged, for the science of exchange allows you to capture the audience of my mind, be it in the physical or telepathy. After a few lines of encounter, stacked shelves formed as we shared truth and understanding, forming another level. I spoke a volume without hesitation, desiring you speak to my heart. I liquidated control for your complex rules of exponent information, which logically petition brought about sufficient surety, building our foundation of convinced. I get so deep sometimes I must kiss you, resuscitating she to digest your elaborate literature. Each day you spread a banquet table for my mental consumption, so waiting for that long debate, and when it's done, oh wait, only a man that can stimulate her mind, holding her in ecstatic captivity, can desert with her in those succulent and lavish ways. Let me sweep over your statue like balmy breezes on the beach. Allow my hair to cover your badness as we rock ourselves into atmospheric pressure changes, changing your dry climate to wet. Let me refresh you with an offering of raisins from Kedar. Let his energy replenish like lightning streaking the midnight sky. Only he who has dwelled in the energy of creation a second time is worthy. Let her move the elderberry bush from your path, a limb at a time, as you cradle me in your love. I linger on the tear in your eye, desiring to change it to clear flowing joy. Hold me, my darling. I will hold you forever. Whisper into my soul, products of distant shores, as your wise unfolds the meanings. And that ends that piece.
We can't.
now the fifth testament from the great Miss Lois Shaw. The mic is yours.
I'm so humbled in your presence. Thank you so much. This piece is from my book, Walking in the Spirit as well, and I call this Natural Queen. She created in you, for you, captivating ingenuity of your desired design. Her mental ocean depth, unmeasurable, contemplating his integrating flow of mental mathematics, forming joining seas, artistic melodies blended in her voice, mixed with a variety of inflections, delighting the sensitive fibers of his ear, sculptured images from his dreams. She walked into his vision, queen, stately, selection of alluring scents, adorning her like veils of silken perfumed air, speaking worlds of wisdom, untaught by human intellect, a philosophical scholar, imbued from a spiritual realm, not fashioned with human concepts, esoteric knowledge of exchange flowing, eastern wind accepting, and he sat with her company, mesmerized with her verbal length, intrigued by her surrounding cities of wisdom as they ventured joining their kingdoms of intellectual wealth. She mirrored his exact moment, conveyed as his eyes followed her interpretations expediently, compiled wise constructs from his potent introduction, circulating opening letters of his verse, responding with confident, connective information, enveloping some of his structured phrases with powerful sentences of experiential understanding. He presented me with baby rosebuds from a distant garden amidst fields of exotic gardens, choosing the summer mixture representing my gentle love for him, so strong, embellished with his signature complimentary, my darling. For our understanding, he referenced me, his eternal companion. I opened the lips of my heart and spoke to his kingly soul, adoring him, sitting in his shade created for his dove hour. We scented our beautiful hands with henna, spreading lavish sweet streaks in our hair, kissing the crown of his head, filling my sensations with our unforgettable history. He opened his rose, revealing in a small pocket a blue gem. We named her Sapphire, for she shone her astonishing azure blue, taking my breath away as her sparkle became my smile. Sapphire's shimmering brilliance captivated my desire to place her with your golden frame and five diamonds. I did. I mixed saffron with olive oil to massage my king's tired limbs as he cultivated my eager awaiting with consonants of sacred arrangements forming elevated awareness she aggressively embraced. I looked deep into his beautiful and coupled our hand, taking in his delightful with kisses, surrounding his soul with queen precious from the heavens of my soul, while attending and grooming my yielding heart, occupying my eyes, satiating him from love's collection of fruity charm, as she delights him with her feminine surrender. Who can know the depth of her love for her king? Love can. And that ends that piece.
And now, the final testament tonight by the alternative radio broadcaster and spoken word artist, Ms. Lois Shaw. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This poem is entitled, My Love is Sweet. You were on my mind from week till, holding you so close, not wanting to ever let go. I smell you in the drift of breeze, so enticing. Would you were here, stepping into my gaze, lips wrapped around my mouth, speaking tongue lyrics, uniquely harmonizing, reaching that mellow chord, tugging and sucking me into your stream of wine and delicious, satiating taste. Maybe I feel you loving, I feel you loving me from the distance. She caught your sparkle at the prison's cascade over her body, dancing to the tune you sent, shimmering in the moist, sunny rain. Your tantalizing delighted me when the strum of your fingers against the easy pattern of my willing soul. How do I love thee with all of her temple beauty? Each stained glass image represents the color of my love to you as it matches the fragrance of her essence. I'm consumed in your luxury. From his opening letter that transported me from where to there, as you watched me watched my floral vines spray, taking me for a short tour, for a long stay on the top balcony of your mind, which increases in width and depth by the seconds, expertly examining the flow of her expanding. Ah, an amazing spoke from her heart, ushering compliments to the throne of his intelligence. Her treasured moments circulate among water, 15 and 90 green. How you look, how you took me in your creative stimulus, using clouds, pure in form, as you trust me to their comfort, communing with tongue and finger relations, wedding my soul with your affection, my beautiful love, soaking the doors of my hidden gems as they opened in relaxation to adorn you with her finest esteem. Your scent left trails on my mind that I follow telepathically, laying her precious on his chest as he folds me into his mental stride, bringing us to desired branch, taking me to his thick hills, freeing me. I surrender. Love you, love. I know you have always been there, so quiet in attending order. How strong your infrared presence. Even now, your visits are exact. I like you lovingly. You are warm and giving. She emerges myself in your welcome chambers, where the fragrance of powder hangs in my nostrils, inviting me to meet your intensity with responding heart, responding heat, sealing us intimately divine. My heart celebrates you as yours mine. I transmit natural pull from the strong magnolia, slipping you into my sanctuary, as he should be secure in the harbor of her love. You sit in each of my houses, strong, 4, 8, and 12, even and divisible by 2, tasting our love so sweet. And that ends that piece.
So, Miss Lois Shaw, How you feel about Orange Dynasty and these Honeybee Files tonight by your boy Olasky on the Wheels of Steel?
This is just amazing. I'm just overwhelmed. It is amazing. This show, this network, is like none other. I'm telling you, you are a step, you are four, five steps above the rest. It's just beautiful being here, family. I'm enjoying
Well, I appreciate
myself.
You. You know, I appreciate you. You know, we started this Outstanding Files with Jerry Petito and Sylvia Blaylock, Danielle Chaney, Mr. Boston, you know, a lot of great people, Jerick Thomas, Sol T. Williams, and the rest. You know, I'm really proud of what we do here at Orny Dynasty. This is really a sacred night because we get a chance to allow the spotlight to be uninterrupted, you know, giving the art of spoken word. Now, of course, tonight we have a special treat. We're going to bring on Mr. Boston. But before we do that, Lois, you know I got to go back to the Wheels of Steel. A lot of times, man, you know, people get a lot of times they talk little jive. We need to stop that jive talking. After this track, we're going to bring on Mr. Boston in collaboration with Lois Shaw. Jive talking, y'all.
Jive talking, and where are you at?
Yeah. Jive talking. Listen, I get a chance to show a little bit of my, you know, expertise on the Wheels of Steel. You know, everybody calls me the Funk Man, you know, Lois Shaw, all the time. All you can do is funk.
What do they call
all you can do, you know what I mean? They call me the Funk Man. You know what I mean? Oh, you know, he's going to play
like
Star
that.
Point. He's going to play, you know, Midnight Star. He's going to play Dash. You know, calm down, man. You know, we about to, it's about the Bee Gees tonight, okay? And that's what we do. Now, of course, on these stations, we bring on a outstanding champion of this week, alternative radio broadcaster Mr. Boston and Lois Shaw are going to talk together and going to do their collaboration. I'm going to fall back, and I got another track for y'all after this.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Well, hello,
awesome.
Ms. Lois Shaw.
Hello, Ms.
Lois
Boston.
Let me,
how
you
doing?
Before you get started, I'm blessed. Let me say this, though. Friendships are measured in, I'm going to say this to you. Friendships are measured in social hearts and minds and soul ties. And not in the distance of physical mile or even the passing of time. A true friendship is rooted in this principle. The closer we are, the more respect I have for you, the better I'll treat you. And the higher I will regard you. And the most better things I wish for you. And you will know someone is a true friend on the basis of observing their actions toward each other. And as the friendship grows deeper, a true friend will continue to hold you in a higher regard. But yet, happy is the soul and has a friend, and happier with the soul that trusts in the truth of the heart of a friend. And happiness is the soul that knows the solemnity of friendship and honors its rock, because for every friend are a treasure chest of understanding and compassion. And Lord's my friend, my pen partner, and confidant. Just respect for you, my lady.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what an honor. What an honor. You know, it's so that way, you know, and it's not taken for granted. You know why? The Spirit doesn't allow us to linger in any one place. We're always elevating. We're always elevating.
Yeah. Yeah. We try.
Yeah.
We try.
Yeah.
That's the key to everything. You try.
Sure.
All right.
And we're successful, and I'll try.
Yeah, let's get to the heart of hear that truth.
Okay. This is another piece. I believe it's a collaboration. This collaboration appears in my book, Walking in the Spirit.
Uh-oh.
I love it. And the name.
To Boston, I want you to get closer to that mic, too. So there will be no distortion. But I want to. This is history, guys. These guys have been doing this for more, you know, almost a decade in that radio, and they are historical people. Okay, I want everybody around the world and this collaboration. This is very, very. You're getting jewels tonight. Okay, here on the Honeybees. 1-645-39-133. Call in. Press 1, you know what time it is at O&E Dynasty, to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And now, the collaboration, and then I got something for both of y'all, but you know how it is. I got a dedication to both of y'all after this collaboration.
Thank you. The name of this piece is Hear the Truth. The lips of your words warmed my soul as you verbally required my understanding to be studious in his reception. Your timely orchestration escorted my mind to a galaxy of our frequent visit. I smiled as your revelation synchronized my thought with an urge of noble persist during my dawning and mid-hour. this communication, impartation, extracted a gleam of immediate identification and admiration. The bridge we cross, moving us to a destination of expanded understanding of configurations told and explained in regulated intervals by the Ancient of Days. Rest according on my prime feet.
Whatever we have words for, that we have already got. It was not my lips you kissed, but my soul. I think of your arms being around me and cannot express my delight. Remember your words to your servant, for you have given me hope. Sometimes in the way we verbally petition God, wise of knowledge.
The wise man of your fellowship confirmed of the secret place, a frequent abode of replenish. We supped with him in sagacious divide. My position inclined my ardent ear.
And this ancient manuscript has lain hidden for centuries in the vaults of my mental. And one may think it is a secret place, but knock upon the door and come across the threshold and come in on the verdant side of the great river. Our groundwater is replenished. And streams run high in our honor of that supernatural love and joy with which your immaculate heart was replenished during the abode of your divine garden.
She strung two roses, one violet, and two regular leaves, keeping the number odd and the table even. The valley echoed with the cry of morn. Were we sent to shelter them from a dark mental storm? Seven eagles rest on the right hill, waiting to escort us just to the edge. Comfort in the holy word we repeated without the code of reference. It stayed alive for purpose sake, deep in the storage of our hearts.
Into the valley early one morning and left his trail in all lightly. A few rods ahead of them and the valley below echoed with the full-throated cry. The Dakarian wings of the small mounted escort spat with the advantage and could rest his mount and wait. But it had all been well remarked that every reference here found is not truly sought by the cold research of the brain. We must seek him. There was a reason for my stern word. There is my advice now. By sheer kindness of the Holy Spirit with genuine love speaking the plain, and I smiled from my happy heart.
I smiled in anxious knowing for the marvelous of your presentation from his blessed will poured forth like diamonds from the mines of Kataka, rich and brilliant substance. The purity invoked rejection. A few were willing among. My soul danced, and she received the wealth of his patient impart. Mist fell in approval. The air filled with the crimson flood of myrrh, laced with the lily of the valley, swirling in dignified streams, surrounding the thought of his accomplish. Oh, for a heart to sing. The nightingale spoke her tune. He smiled for his message, invigorated his own soul, and flowed like a river impregnating the lonely shore. I pray they now know.
What a marvelous blessing. I hope each of us will recognize and cherish as a gift from God. As she, his song of silence sung, my soul became refined and purified. I know not. And by this she did truth and part, befitting her own station. My soul became a mist spell in approval. The fairest of all rivers loved to blend its murmurs with a nursing song. Flowed along my dream, fair seed time had my soul, and I grew up. The mind of man is framed even like the breath. among the hoary mountains from the shore.
As we walked, we came to the tabernacle to rest. He knew the chambers of, from the diagram of the scroll on his right, we pray, and sought a divine answer. You penned for me a beautiful song and tucked it close in my hair. I wait for the motion of his continues.
We feel the long pulsation, the ebb and flow of endless motions. I, with my knees in song, trustful, admirant, as a father to his father's going. His dreams skating towards the destined, salacious, slow motion, or behind closed doors, is on. They continue to dance, moving closer with each song, until is the moment is done. I inhale and close my eyes against the truth of it, and there she stands in peace.
That was wonderful tonight by Mr. Boston, and of course tonight, Miss Lois Shaw. Now, yeah, I'm getting a lot of people like, okay, when's the Pump Man gonna come out? Well, Lois, I'm tired of them talking. Will you allow me to give them the funk? Will you allow them for me to give them
give
the
them,
funk tonight?
Give them the funk.
Here we go, y'all. Start. the late, great Renee Diggs and Starpoint, you know, may she rest in peace, man. I had a poster of her on my wall, Lois, mm-hmm. when I was a teenager, man. Like, oh, she was so fine. Oh, she was so fine. And to see her do that little rocking thing, you know what I mean, that little rocking motion she do with her dance in that video, man, you know, it's just being able to honor women and their beauty. And I was able to do that, especially as an only child and also a PK kid as well. Okay, my father was a Pentecostal mm-hmm. pastor for many, many years mm-hmm. before he retired. Because you can't mm-hmm. retire from the ministry. You can retire from the pastoralship or the pastorate.
Yeah.
And, you know, man, I'll play that music. My mom, okay, all right, now turn it down. I wish you'd leave. And I put that thing up to like 9. I check on my desire. Hey, babe, and light my fire. I'm Jack. My desire, they want to turn me on. Like, you don't understand. Like, music like that inspired me to be a DJ. You know what I mean? That funk, you know, that funky funk, mm-hmm. that tonka-tonk, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, before I bring on our first guest, how do you feel about tonight and these honeybee falls upon you?
I'm filled up. My cup is running over. You know, to be honored magnificently as I have been tonight with you, from you, and from my pen partner. This has been some experience. I don't want to let this go, you know?
Listen, we got a caller that's been waiting on the line very, very patiently. And this caller here is a historic person herself. She is the 2020 International Internet Radio Broadcaster nominee. And our most tenured host at Orny Dynasty. And we love her very, very much. Her name is Antonia Batts. Antonia, are you ready to talk?
I am. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know, I just wanted to say, you know, congratulations between you and Mr. Boston being on tonight, because it put me in mind of the Harlequin novels, the novel books about romance. Some of them were, like, real explicit, and some of them, they were just, like, pure, simple, everyday life of how people can still love each other and keep it clean, but keep it nice and keep it flowing. Plus, you know, they're being so peaceful. You know, I tell you, if you put music to the background of it, it just makes it even better. So I just wanted to say thank you very much, Charmin Gozi, for supporting them with a wonderful background that corresponds very well with their type, their style of poetry.
Yes.
So thank you very much, and you all have a good night.
Lois,
thank
before
you.
She goes, man, this person is historic, man. You know, out of 23 people in 2020 uh-huh. around the world, she was nominated for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. And we hope one day she gets enshrined. Anything you want to say to this outstanding historic host at Orny Dynasty, Miss Antonia Batts?
Well, Sister Queen Antonia, thank you so much for imparting love upon me. You know, I'm honored because of your status, and I'm honored that you're broad enough to see me, you know? And God bless you, and may you continue your work touching people. And guiding them and helping them, you know, as you go forward.
Thank you very much. That's very, very kind. And I really appreciate, you know, what you all bring to the airways, because I love nice and serene poetry late at night, something that, you know, gives you an opportunity to think instead of just, you know, jump on and off so continue doing what you're doing. I'd like to listen to it in the future.
All right.
Thank
now,
you so much.
The International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee for the class of 2020, Miss Antonia Batts. And, of course, we have another caller on the line right now. And what more can we say? Bring them on. Caller, you're on the line right now with your honeybee, Olad Ski, and the honeybee files right here at ONE.
Hello. Good evening. How are you?
Hey, how are you, sister?
I'm fine. Sister Lois Shaw and my brother Jeffrey. Y'all did it again. Lois, I'm so proud of you. I don't know what to do. This is your sister from New York.
Hey,
Deb. Hi. I enjoyed this.
Oh, my God. I got tears. I can't believe how I've been touched.
Yeah.
Tears.
Yeah.
I'm not emotional like that. Well, you know, I do get that way sometimes.
I know, but look, you did a good job tonight. I'm very proud of you.
I'm so nervous. Oh, God. I'm so glad you were there. I'm so glad you were there. Mm.
Yep. Told you I'd be
Thank
there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You. Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much, darling. I'm so happy to hear your voice. You know.
Yes.
I'll be home again soon. I'm coming home.
Okay.
So,
we'll check each other out when you get home.
Okay, baby. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too. Have a good evening.
Well, thank you.
Wow. Look at that. Look at that. Look what the thing has brought in, okay, tonight, you know. And I'm so proud of you, Lois, because a lot of times in different networks, you have not been appreciated. You know, your artistry has
I'm
not been appreciated.
Here. I'm appreciated here.
We know that. That's what I was saying. I didn't want to go there. You know me, I'm very loquacious. I didn't want to, you said it, I didn't. Now,
yeah,
listen.
You know, yes, sir.
Go ahead. Please testify.
maybe I give too much of myself, you know. And, you know, a lot of times people, they want to have their ears tickled. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I speak from a truth place. I speak from experiential learning. You know, I speak from my experiences, what I've gone through. You understand? And what I do today, I'm also a minister. I'm an ordained pastor. I'm an ordained evangelist. I'm an ordained chaplain. Okay? And I am a certified clinical pastor. So, I have a lot of experiences. And also, I went into the prison system, and
mm-hmm.
I ministered in Brooklyn House of Detention before they tore it down, and Queens House of Detention still stands because the court is right there.
Right.
And I was going to go to Rikers Island. But what happened, I moved and came to Florida. But, you know, the things that I've seen, I traveled, you know. I wasn't stationary. I traveled. I've been everywhere here in the United States. And outside of the country, I was in, you know, the islands. I've been there, and I've seen a lot of things. I've seen a lot of stuff, and that's what gives the momentum for my poetry
yes.
to be the way it is, you see. And everybody, honeybee, they haven't been out of the state that they live in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes out
so
now of the city.
Yes. Not too far off the block.
Mm-hmm.
They have no clue what I'm talking about, so it sounds like trash to them. You understand?
Well, you know, it's crazy, but, you know, when the mind is not able to, you know, decipher, then, you know, I guess the refuge will come. But we are here at ONE Dynasty to perform greatness. Our mission statement is to help people and change people. Sometimes it can be negative or positive. However, we're here
mm-hmm.
to save lives. Now...
Mm-hmm.
Of course, before I bring on our very, very special guest that I can't be fighting at the bit to come on, you know, I got to go back to the, you know, to that funky funk stuff. And let's go to Anthony Hamilton tonight, Lois.
Oh, God.
Be the funk man, or the dynasty, and of course, neo soul and funk, right, Lois? Oh, come on, Ola Dele, do your thing. Man, Lois, I'm telling you, man, you always got to please the crowd, right?
I like that. I'm sitting over here looking for this song on YouTube because I'm going to drop that on Facebook, on my page. I think what
listen,
I'm feeling.
Listen, love is so complicated. On the Soul Life album by Anthony Hamilton. Now, we got a caller that is, of course, also historic in this network. And not only she is our host of the year, the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, the Ola Dele Ngozi Enterprise Host of the Year in 2021, she also has been recognized worldwide as a nominee as well for the National Radio Hall of Fame. And I'm telling you, she's a kindred spirit and a fellow sister of yours, and you're just about to meet her. Sister Bessie, the truth for tonight. Sister Bessie, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Peace and blessings. And peace and blessings to you, Brother O. Peace and blessings to your guests. Hi, my sister.
Yes.
How are you, sister? Peace and blessings.
Hi. I was listening to your poetry, and it brought tears to my eyes. It's just wonderful, your poetry. And, you know, I'm a fellow poet, too. But I love your poetry, and I love everything that you have done to present your poetry and for other people around the world.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Sister Bessie, it's your turn. The mic is yours. Spit a piece tonight. And I think me, Lois and I would love to hear it right here with these on these stations.
Please.
Yes. All righty.
Please.
My poem, which is, I'm always political. The poem is called Classified. The world has been classified. You have been classified. Earth is crying while the forces of darkness is plotting. Your mind has been classified by those who control the frequency. Even your health has been classified to the point that many of us have died. In the beginning, there was God. Has he or she been classified? The law that they put in play has for decades been classified to take us to our graves. Nature has been classified to the point where the animals are in distress. What a mess. Air has been classified. Can we breathe? History has been classified unto the point that you know everything is a lie. Parasite control, uniform, FEMA, military has told mankind what they do is classified. What are you going to do about this? Will your mouth be classified while the viruses destroy the whole families? Will your strength and courage be classified? Will your strength and courage be classified? Will your strength and courage be classified?
Wow, Bessie. You know, I mean, you know, you always come to the point. You know, Laura Shaw, this young lady's been doing this since 2018. Sharing her gifts on her show that'll be coming up very, very shortly called The Front Porch. And I know, Lois, you'll be listening to a lot of our shows now. I know you're part of the family now. I know you're going to listen. I'm going to call you out.
I want her to friend me. Please send me a friend request. I'll remember, I know your name is Bessie. Please tell me your last name.
No. She'll do that. Her name is Sister Bessie the Truther. And what I'll do is I'll send you, you know, if Bessie allows you a chance to talk, I'll send her phone number to you. And you guys, I mean, yeah. Bessie, I think you met your sister from another mother. Lois Shaw is amazing. And you are too. And you guys get a chance to collaborate together. OMG.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, it'd be wonderful.
Well, let me ask you a question. When is your start date? When is the day you were born?
October 31st.
October
23rd? 31st, 3-1.
Halloween. Oh, wow, Halloween. So you're Scorpio, Scorpio. I might play
yeah.
I might play the real yeah. McCoy, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just do. So that would be,
yeah.
You know, it's funny because my grandfather and my grandmother were Taurus and Scorpio. And a lot of times I don't share this a lot. My Taurus grandfather and my Scorpio grandmother had 22 children, 15 boys and 7 girls. And my father, and Bessie, listen, my father was the son of 22 children.
That's just amazing. Because Scorpio in the Zodiac circle sits right across from Taurus, so they know each other. They know everything
yes.
about each other.
The
this only,
thing, yeah.
the only from the Scorpio side, the only people that I can see partially are the ones Libra and the other one Sagittarius. I can see them partially because I'm looking at them out of my peripheral vision. But you know, in the natural, my peripheral vision is very strong, very very strong. So
this is true.
Being that I have to live in this natural world, what God did was step up my infrared. You hear me speak about that. That's real. That I can be looking forward, and I can see very well what's going on the sides of me. You know.
You know what?
So.
The key. Well, not only that, you being a pastor is very important because you have to guide people, help people, and change people. Sister Bessie, any last words tonight? You know, before, you know, of course, you guys get a chance to collaborate. I cannot wait for you guys to collaborate. Oh, are you kidding me?
Honeybee. Wow. I don't know what
Sister
to
Bessie?
Say. I mean, this is amazing.
Hold on. I want to see Sister Bessie still there. Sister Bessie, you still there? She may not
oh, no.
You.
I hope she. Oh, yeah, she
Hello?
Is.
There she is. All right.
Yes. What did you say?
I said, I can't wait for you guys to collaborate. So that's going to be, whoop, some of my spiritual beings.
Well, that's, you know, that would make me happy. It'd make me joyful. And, you know, Brother Boston wanted to collaborate with me also.
So that's me. Poet.
Let me tell you something, Sister Bessie. Him and I have, in fact, he put it up on his page. I think it was today or either yesterday. We have a three-way collaboration. We have two or three of them, three-way collaborations. So that's not impossible. That's not impossible. That's
no,
very possible. Yeah.
Oh, I would
yes.
love it. I would be honored.
See, the kingdom is coming together. The kingdom of awareness is coming together. You know, all of the dross and all the fake and the phony is being shook away and loose. And
yes.
the ones that are for real, the ones that are stepping in truth, they're going forward.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Sister Bessie, I thank
yeah.
you so much for being part of this show tonight. And, you know, the International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee, the Class of 2021, and our Anna Waddell Award-winning new host of the year, Sister Bessie the Truther. Now, before I go into my, you know, in my go-to time and give final thoughts to our young lady, Miss Lois Shaw, y'all know I got to go to the funk again. Come on now. Let's get it, man. And all the folks out there, I love you very, very much. Hey, Scorpio. Are you jamming over there? Yes, I'll be good.
You heard me sing it. You heard me singing it a little bit. You know, you folks have brought me to the balcony of my tears, my emotions, you know, and tears. I mean, for real, I'm out of control in that respect. But it feels so good. I want you to know.
Listen,
that.
I try not to be the funk man. You know what I mean? But it's in my soul. You know what I'm saying? That music right there is my existence as a DJ. That feel good, old school funk man, Renee and Angela man. Whatever they did in that Solar record studio that day, come up with that song. Did you feel that? You know what I mean? You know, when I'm good, I'm bad. When I'm bad, I'm better. When you put me to the test, I defeat the rest. I'll be good. Like, what? What? See, I was a kid. So as a teenager, always, you know, respecting women, I said, man, I would like to have a love like that. And Angela Winbush, man, I'll never forget, I had a poster of her in my bedroom. Oh, Angela Winbush and the Winbush. Anyway, final thought tonight.
Angela Winbush, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stop, man. I'm trying to get the final thoughts now. Don't even bring up her name right now. But anyway, final thoughts tonight from the Honeybee Files before I go into Mind Gozy time. How you feel tonight?
Excellent.
Well, I appreciate that. And guys around the world, you heard. Can I say it again?
Couldn't be better. I'm telling you, this is a stellar moment. You know, there is something more to this. This is not by chance, a happenstance. We know that. It's never that.
It's true.
You know, and you know, and I'm just thankful that I was in place to receive it, and to be, and of course, God is in it and He's using me, and I'm thankful for that. See, another thing that attached me to your show, and you know, it makes me come back and listen and so forth and so on. You had a lady on, I don't remember her name because all of it's strange to me. You know, forgive me for erroring in the names. The only person that's familiar is you, honey, and Brother O, of course. And he was gracious to me when I went to Chicago, and he was just so nice, him and Brother Amir, beautiful, and Sister Candace, beautiful people. But I'm just thankful that, you know, I was in the place that God could use me for His glory, and from the testimonies of the people that came on, Sister Bessie, and I think the other lady's name was Antoinette.
Antonia Beth, yes.
Antonia, they declared the glory. They declared that they saw the glory, and that's all I need, you know, that I'm good.
Listen, now, who she's talking about is Sue. She's talking about Brother O. Gatling. Another person that calls himself Brother O, he been, you know, been from the gate. I call myself Brother O, even though I'm Honey the Old Lasky. But tonight has been outstanding, you know, for all of us at ONE. And I knew bringing you on this show would bring outstanding spiritual guidance and glory to what we do here at ONE Dynasty. And I want to thank Miss Lois Shaw tonight for being part of it. And, of course, we're off tomorrow. We don't do shows on Saturday. We're a 6-day network. That, you know, that's what we do. So on Sunday, we come back with the Sonia Griffin Award winning, which is our linear new host of the year. Her name is Chinchilla J, and the name of her show is called News Forum. She'll come up with her topic very, very shortly, and you'll know it because she always represents the people who are downtrodden. And you want to know about it? We'll call in on Sunday night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Oladele and Ngozi Enterprise Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Tabo for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli Ngozi at Periscope Plus. Ola Deli Malewa Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page. Your Honeybee Files, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight, Ola Deli. That goes with my gmail.com, and I am the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing Enshrinee, the 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrinee to the same hall, but most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Deli Malay Wingozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And listen, y'all, understand, you are the change, and I am Superman.
Superman, and I can do anything. You know really love that guy that you made me with, girl. I'm Superman. I don't need your substance. You down.